Call this meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board of Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a roll call, please.
Boyle?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Valentine?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Boris?
Here.
Jewell?
Here.
Freeman?
Here.
First up, we have our 2011 municipal budget, which we found on our desk tonight. Our CFO was unable to attend, so the manager will share with us the good news.
What you have before you are excerpts from various 2011 budget documents. The full versions have yet to be completed. What I want to go over with are some of the important aspects of the 2011 budget. Okay. The documents before you, the revenue and expenditures for the current fund, the revenue and expenditures for the sewer. The very top document is the one that you're probably most familiar with, which is just the budget summary. The important part to note for our 2011 budget, as it stands now, we have actually met the levy cap and the expenditure cap. What this means is, with very few exceptions, municipal budget for all the department line items have remained flat. If you look at the second document, summary levy cap calculation, there's a couple unknowns. The first unknown, if you look at the top right where it says, actually about midline, allowable shared service agreements increase, I'm just waiting for verification for the increase in pension as it relates to the former borough police officers. So, if you look at this document right now, it actually looks like we're $27,000 over cap. That's incorrect. The pension contributions actually went up a little more than $50,000. Once that number, $50,000, gets in there, we're going to have about a $50,000 decrease, which would be $20,000 under the budget cap, the levy cap, that is, excuse me. The fund balance when I started in 2009 was less than $30,000. 22 months later, our fund balance is $603,440. As a result of the very, very healthy fund balance, I'm able to confidently insert $300,000 into the introduced budget, because that's the limit of what I'm confident we can regenerate next year. If you insert more, I'm not confident that you'll be able to regenerate. I would advise against that. You should never put in more than what you can actually regenerate the following year. 2009, our tax collection rate was 94.78%. 2010, it was 96.01. As a result of the 1.23% increase, the amount to be raised in the reserve for uncollected taxes decreased nearly $200,000. The reserve for uncollected taxes in 2010 was $882,990. In 2011, it's reflected on that budget summary sheet I gave you, $703,803. Obviously, that's a huge, huge chunk. Now, what that reserve for uncollected taxes anticipates is there's two things that are out of our control, the county budgets and the school budgets. We have no control over that. We assumed quite high for their budgets. We assumed a 4% increase for all of their budgets. We would rather err on the side of caution. We don't think it's going to increase 4%. If it only increases 2%, the reserve gets further reduced.
When do you get their numbers from the schools?
The schools are April 27th, is it this year? 27th. The elections were pushed back 1 week. I had preliminary conversations with the school, and they're not looking at 4%. I would rather err on the side of caution and put 4% and be able to reduce it. Even if it is 4%, even if it is that elevated number, we've still met the caps.
The county is in March? You find out?
Oh, the county's on the same schedule we are. They can adopt whenever they choose.
So we expect that before the school?
Probably not. We might not get it to the end of, actually might get it to the beginning of May. I mean, their budget adoption dates are different than ours. What does this mean? Does this mean we need a referendum? Probably not. Would I recommend that we still pass the resolution in the event that there's a problem? Yes. There's no harm in passing it. Worst case, you pass it and don't need it. What this means for now, for a resident, for a property owner, in 2011, based on the numbers you see before you, we're looking at maintaining the same level of services in 2010 with a 1 cent increase. This is actually, the 1 cent is actually higher than our original budget. Our original budget was a 2 cent decrease with maintaining services. It had to be amended for current cost, and it results to a 1 cent increase. Now,
based compared to last year was like an 18 cent increase?
I think it was 17 and change, just under 18, correct.
Wow.
I spoke with the tax assessor, and I'm waiting to get final information on our annual financial statement, which is due in the week and a half from now. Assessments appear to be flat, so no increase on the actual assessments. Transitional aid. In the event the borough decides to apply, which I recommend we apply, but I'm not confident we will receive anything, the reason being they changed the requirements for 2011. And specifically they said aid will only be made available to municipalities who have, and I'm quoting here, an inability to otherwise fund critical payroll or make debt service payments. We don't have that problem. And it's a good problem not to have. The other reasons I do not think we will be eligible for transitional aid are the strength of our fund balance. The first thing they're going to say to me is why do you need aid if you have so much in your fund balance? The other things I know they've asked me questions on, and are unfortunately our meeting was canceled last week due to the weather, it's been rescheduled to this week, is the pool and the forensic audit. I don't know if they're going to view that as a positive or a negative should we apply for aid, but we will apply nonetheless.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last sentence, that last
thought. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you weren't here when I started talking, so I didn't use the mic, I'm sorry.
I'm getting critical now.
No, not a problem. excuse me. I'm not confident that we will receive any aid due to the fact that our fund balance is so healthy, combined with the fact that the state has questioned the pool opening and the forensic audit. And they're going to want to know why we're spending money on that and then asking for their money.
Are we allowed to see the notations and the verifications of these statements?
I'm going, I was supposed to get all that last week, but they canceled the meeting because of the weather. I'm going this week. Now, whether or not they put anything in writing, I don't know.
I truthfully question the state's ability to slam us in the face after so many citizens have expressed, you know what I mean?
Well, what he's talking about is the us getting transitional aid, not as to whether they're going to say yes or no to the audit. When we go forward with the audit and the state says that was not something that was a necessity, they may use that as an excuse to deny the transitional aid. Okay.
As it stands now, in order to meet the state requirements, we're planning on introducing our budget on March 1st. The only changes that might happen to this budget before then is the levy cap calculation form will be amended with the pension costs. If the state decides to withhold additional, regular annual state aid, it could adjust. But all things being equal, we're looking to introduce a budget on March 1st. And of course, that also depends, final adoption, of course, would depend on whether or not aid is received as well. Obviously, when you apply for aid, you have to amend your budget before you adopt it. Now, the reasons for this very, very positive budget this year, there's a few pieces of information. Last year, I was contacted by the Environmental Infrastructure Trust. That is the state entity where we received a loan for our sewer, one of the loans for our sewer. They contacted all of their applicants that received a loan from them in the past, inquiring whether or not we were interested in refinancing with them. We owe them the money. They loaned us the money. We gave them additional information. They refinanced at the state level and saved a significant amount of money. As a result of that savings, that affects our budget. In 2010, our reserve for uncollected taxes, which was $882,000, we actually, as a result of the collection rate increase, collected more than that $882,000. That goes into money that we can immediately use, right into our fund balance. In 2009, when did I start? End of March, we made a lot of changes very aggressively in the first 6 months. As a result of that, the fund balance from 2009 that is available, we're permitted to use. You're not permitted to use the 2009 fund balance in 2010. You can't use it until the subsequent year, 2011. We are using that fund balance now. That's what's contributed to our $600,000 current balance. In addition, there's a lot of soft costs that we save that you can't necessarily put a number on. Now that we have the correct financial oversight, that's a tremendous thing. As a result of better purchasing oversight, better finance oversight, we're able to get more bang for our buck, and as a result of that, we're spending less. And believe it or not, our health insurance costs actually decreased this year, which is a nice savings, which you'll notice on the levy cap calculation, one of the options says health insurance costs increase. That's going to stay zero, because believe it or not, we actually didn't have an increase. We had a decrease.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Was that because of there's less employees?
No, that's because of changes in the state law that says certain employees were eligible and other employees were no longer eligible for health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, Christmas salt downstairs, because I fell on some ice right outside. Is there any salt I can put downstairs?
When I'm through here, I can go next door and grab some. It's locked up. It's locked up next door.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't want anyone else to fall down.
We put it down this afternoon. I guess it melted already. All right, as soon as I'm through here, I can run down and do that. So with this in mind, you know, as I said, many times last year and the year before and many more times this year, the budget's a live document. It's going to change 50 times before our final adoption. But based on what we have right now, what we're looking at is being able to meet the expenditure cap, being able to meet the levy cap, with a 1 cent tax increase.
That's with the pool and the audit in it,
that's,
in the budget.
That's correct. Actually, if the pool closes for whatever reason, and you know, and for argument's sake, the cost for the budget wasn't in there, it would have been a 3 cent reduction.
The garbage too.
No, the garbage is staying in.
It's staying in. Yeah.
Garbage is staying in. Yeah. As we get further along in the process over the next couple of weeks, you'll get full budget worksheets prior to introduction.
Awesome news.
Yes, absolutely. Encouraging. Never thought I'd see this day. Not so soon.
Yeah, exactly. Not so soon. Listen, but if it happens, there will be much rejoicing.
Wait, what? You got to say what everyone can hear you.
I said, I'll kiss your butt in public and give you 20 minutes to draw the crowd.
Oh, man. You can get that down in a minute.
Yeah, right. Let the minutes reflect. Recorded.
I'll second that.
Next up, we have the minutes of the council meeting of January 18th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have the executive session minutes of January 18th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions. We have our correspondence.
Make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on anything in the correspondence?
Yes.
Mrs. Lieber.
Okay, I have a few things, but I'm going to get it out of the way with the Washington Township construction correspondence, and I would like us to formalize something now so that we can respond back to the township, and I've corresponded to the council members and given my thoughts, but, I mean, I agree that there are many benefits, and we should continue to, you know, pursue such a thing, but, you know, we have talked about this back and forth, and I believe it was an executive session, too, so I don't know how much I can say, but we all basically said that if the fees were at or below the state, then we would certainly move ahead with this, but given the chart that we had, many of the fees are higher, and so my inclination is not to move forward with this.
I agree with Janine. I sent some correspondence as well, and I felt the same way. Looking at the numbers, I wasn't really too impressed.
So I'd like to make a motion that we keep whatever process we have for the construction as is.
Okay, you seconded, Mr. Bill?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Just the only discussion I have on that is, do you want to do that right off the bat, or do you want to go back to them one more time and say fees at or below, or it's over?
All right, I'll remove that motion, and then I'll make the motion that we send a response back to them. With
give one last chance, sort of
yes.
thing.
Okay. I'll resend that as well.
Okay. Yeah, I just have a comment, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so, well, that, if we're going to do that, then what would be, if we want to keep the same fees, or be, you know, the same or below, and what if they keep the fees, then what is the benefit for us getting involved with them on these?
If they're not willing to decrease their fees,
right, yeah.
then we're not doing anything with them.
No, I understand that, but even if they do, if they are willing to do it, what is the purpose of us going to that arrangement?
Well, one thing that will happen is that anybody who needs to go for a construction-type permit doesn't have to go down to Asbury. They just go over to
right.
the Washington Township
okay.
Municipal
okay.
Building.
Right.
The other thing is that we get a revenue stream.
We would now be receiving money.
All right, okay.
Okay. Mr. Torres.
Yeah, I mean, After looking at some of the preliminary stuff on that, it seems to me that the Washington Township charges higher fees for the less utilized services and the lower fees for the more often utilized services. So in other words, very expensive for the big projects. Okay, actually, so that it seems to me that the more often, and you know, the typical, like the homeowner kind of fees or whatever, are more in line with what I think that we should have, which would be the state level.
And that's exactly what I saw. A lot of the numbers went along with that, but the state and the township for some reason were a lot higher in many areas, so I agree.
But it does seem to be with the more expensive construction projects.
It does
seem
to be. Right, so we're trying to save taxpayers money here, you know.
Right.
Right, so we're just going to go and see if they have the same fees or lower fees, and if they don't.
See if they can accommodate us, and if not, then.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought we already did that.
Definitely.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a last chance sort of thing, as I would understand it. We'll give them one last chance, meet the state fees or lower, or it's over.
The last correspondence we had with them, that's what we told them.
And then they came back with the letter
absolutely.
That we're receiving right now.
I would say, me personally, I would say thank you very much, but we've already presented our side, what we would like to have.
But David, I think...
Well, now we have two new council members, so maybe since we have their input, maybe...
There's still room for negotiation, though. I mean, yeah. Don't just close it up. We might come to some agreement, surprisingly, you just never know.
Okay, well, Mrs. Levy, you made the motion.
Justin seconded.
And to send them a letter that is, it will be these fees, state or lower,
right.
or we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay, we have that. Mr. Zolaba, you had a question real quick?
Yeah, real quick. Just to let you know, if no one's aware, they have just started a continuing certificate of occupancy, continuing certificate of occupancy. So that any time a property changes hands, they must come in and do a full inspection of a list of 17 items of which they charge you $75 for.
The township you're talking about.
The township, which would apply to us also. And then, aside from that, then they started to add some other things on top of that. It is a burden, and the scuttlebutt around the town and around the area with the citizens is basically, they're really off the wall with their fees. And just really interested to see really how much more it would make the borough and how much willing they're really to give up to the borough once they start making these numbers, because they're making it very difficult to even sell a home that's difficult to sell now. So just in case you weren't aware, they do have a continuing certificate of occupancy.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Me.
Any abstentions?
Okay, next. Well, with regards to the bid year-end report, I thought it was, you know, terrific, and I really hope you're able to accomplish a lot that's in the action plan, you know, like the coffee cafe and everything. And you just, you know, remember that Rome wasn't built in a day, so, you know, hang in there. But all your efforts, I see a tremendous difference, you know, as a citizen, so I wanted to acknowledge that. And then it's not listed on here, but with regard to the bid correspondence we received from Monica Hamburger on the sewer audit, I did want to say that I looked into it. I wasn't here. I spoke with some other council members, and I had Rich speak with Kevin. And apparently all of the recommended items were implemented. And in August of 2008, that money that they said should be repaid was repaid back to the borough. So if you could correspond that back to Monica, just so that they're aware. I don't know if the sewer committee also wanted to look further into that correspondence, but I did want everyone to be aware that those things were taken care of. I'm not sure what, you know. That's all I had on the correspondence.
Mr. Hagan, did you have something?
Yeah, in regards to that audit, you're right. It was a, the council was approached on how much, what brought that about was that we didn't know exactly how much sewer capacity we had. So Dr. Mangraviti submitted a proposal saying that he would do an audit of the sewer plant for the year, once a quarter for the year. So that information that you have is only from one quarter, for one quarter's worth of work. There were things in there that he didn't get to. Mm-hmm. The things that he did get to have been implemented. The changes have been implemented. And we got a check from them for $68,000, you're right, mm-hmm. because we were overbilled. We were billed for things that we shouldn't have been billed for.
Okay. Any other comments?
I did want to talk about the autism thing. Are you going to do that?
I don't believe I will be able to. All right, when was that? March 7th. No, that was...
Can we send them a resolution in support of it?
You could do so.
If someone else can...
Would you be able to attend, Mr. Higgins?
I'm not sure. What date was that?
April 9th. And the ceremony should start about 11 a.m. Well, if anybody can attend, you know, they certainly are welcome to.
Yeah. If you can't make it, or the deputy mayor can't make it.
I know I'm definitely working that day. I already checked.
Okay.
Anything else? All in favor of receiving and filing?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, testimony from guests that is not on the agenda. Mr. Del Alba.
Mm-hmm. Rob Del Alba, 86 West Stewart Street, Washington, New Jersey. Two items. I didn't see on the agenda here. Are you going to be addressing the Forensic Audit Committee that you met on Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And... one thing I did want to bring up from last meeting, and I think it was misunderstood. When I came up and I actually read an ordinance in terms of the council acting as a body, united body, and it happened to be also the same regulation that your attorney had printed off and distributed to you. And the goal on that discussion was basically to make sure everybody's on the same page, because one of the complaints we had heard again and again last year, certain council members knew certain things, certain council members did not know certain things. And therefore, they could not make an informed, intelligent decision, or information came at the last minute. The goal was to actually bring it up that the whole council is on the same page, that everybody gets all the information all the time. Anything short of that becomes like politics or special interests. We all know how the council works. Again, you know, if you have all the information to everybody, you can make an intelligent decision. At the end of the session, actually, something came up in relation to the rec, and I brought up, I said one council member was actually, a former council member had gone around looking for petitions from private businesses in town to solicit for estimates to run maybe the pool concession stand, okay? And in which I do have no problem with. I think maybe some privatization might be good, and a business approach is good. But that was not my point. I got an email the next day from this council member saying a council member had contacted him and said that I accused him of going around soliciting bids. I did not accuse him of going around soliciting bids. I observed him going around soliciting bids. And I still don't have a problem with that. The problem was is that he indicated he represented the government of Washington, and with the full awareness of the borough manager, which you said you did not know. So basically, somebody's got information and somebody doesn't have information. Whenever we hear something in terms of the citizens, our goal here is really to try to keep everybody on an equal playing field. Nothing more than that. If we hear information that may be helpful, such as Washington Township tax, the fees are exorbitant and they hurt the taxpayers, I'm going to tell you. If we hear something going around that maybe certain council people are privy to, maybe certain members aren't, we're going to tell you. Because really, you really all need to be informed to make an intelligent decision. So I wanted to clear that up. The point wasn't a private attack, because his email was quite strong afterwards, and he took it personally, and I'm sorry he did, but that wasn't my goal. The goal was to make sure everybody knows everything that may be relevant to you to make an intelligent decision. So I wanted to clear that up. Second thing, congratulations on the progress being made. I think if that continues, like you said, budget changed 50 times a year, in a year. But if it does continue, and I think also if the citizens see that you're responsive to their desires with votes and forensic audits, I think you've made yourself a very popular man. So congratulations on the job well done. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
I'm Robin Klimko, 35 West Marble Street, Washington. I just wanted to address council. We came before you guys last year regarding the plowing and no plowing of the snow on private roads, paper roads, alleyways, what have you. Sure. And then apparently in December, the borough council adopted an ordinance regarding this. Now, I spoke to Rich today, and one of the concerns that myself and I spoke to all the homeowners, as I stated to you that I would, a letter was sent out to these residents asking for permission, owner's permission, to plow the, and we're speaking about Gardner's Court, which...
I'm sorry, what the court?
Gardner's Court.
Gardner's Court, okay.
Which is not owned by any of the residents, but it's also not owned by the town. Apparently, it's an undesignated road. No one owns it. But in the letter, it's asking for the people that live on that road that do not own that property to go ahead and sign a letter saying they give permission. And in speaking to Mr. Fallon's received, what, two letters back from the residents?
Three. I got a third today.
And when I spoke to the other ones, everyone's concern is, how can we give permission? We don't own the land. So they're a little hesitant. They think they're opening themselves up to liability to acknowledge that they do own the land, which they do not. It's not on their titles. It's not on their deeds. They don't own the land. In the ordinance you guys adopted in December, it says that the council can provide snow removal, snow plowing, and salting of those roads with the landowner's permission. But in this particular instance, you're asking for landowner's permission when the residents don't own that land. So how does this ordinance get put into place? It might go for other roads in the town that are owned privately by the homeowner, but this particular strip of land isn't owned by any of these homeowners. So how do they give permission? This is what Rich and I were discussing today. I understand what he's looking for, and it might suit the needs of the ordinance when it comes to people that own it. But what happens when you have an undesignated road in this town that nobody right now pays taxes on, nobody owns? I called Belvedere and the town. It's an undesignated piece of land, but the only way, like, we didn't get plowed. And the only way it's going to get plowed is if the borough gets a signature on this letter saying that those people that live by it, as the owners of that land, they give permission. But how can we give permission on something that you don't own?
Kind of to reiterate what I said before during our conversation, the road in question is a road that at some point in the past was dedicated to the borough but never accepted.
Right.
In essence, it's a road not legally owned by the borough, not legally owned by the residents, by the residents that actually use this property. They use this property that no one owns to access their property. The goal of the letter is twofold. The goal of the letter was for the property owners that are using that property to get permission for us to go on there and maintain the snow and ice control services. In tandem, what I'm looking into, and obviously it's not stated in that letter, is what needs to be done to officially make it ours. There's a cost associated with the title search. There's a cost associated with recording deeds at the county. There's a cost associated with assessment searches. The short version of it is in the past, as we discussed at length over the last year, you know, it wasn't done properly. The borough had been maintaining private property improperly. Right, wrong, or indifferent, they shouldn't have been there.
Right.
Improvements as well. If there's any improvements there, any private road, we shouldn't have done that. I think my exact words are, we could spend the next day going over all these semantics, if you will, woulda, coulda, shouldas in the past. Our goal is to do it right and do it right now. My goal of sending that letter out was to get the approval from the property owners who use it for us to go on there. The ordinance does not put any liability on the property owner. It falls on the borough.
Right, but when I spoke to all them homeowners, their thing is, how do we know legally what we're responsible for? Because we're saying, sure, I'm giving you permission to plow that road when I don't own it, so how can I give permission? And they don't want to open themselves up to either saying that they're agreeing it's their property, even though it's not, or any kind of liability telling the borough to come on it to plow it.
On the flip side of that coin, though, they're using private property to access their house now that they don't own. So
right.
The bottom line, two wrongs don't make it correct.
Right.
What we're trying to do once and for all is do it the proper way.
Right, but understandably, but then you're putting taxpayers who pay taxes on their property, who bought these homes, that knew, and Rich and I had this discussion.
We're told
that it's a borough-owned road, and they know by their title and deed that they don't own this road. Who owns it? The borough. Why would a resident ever question to look to see if the borough does own that property or doesn't own that property when for many years the borough has plowed it, maintained it, paved it? They were even talking about there's a whole line of shrubs, it's two lanes, and there's a line of shrubs in between. They wanted to come rip that down and blacktop the whole thing, and the borough has blacktopped it in the past years. So why would anybody question that the borough didn't own it? Now, since this has come up with the stopping of the snow removal last year, now we have found out that it's not owned by the borough, but it's also not owned by the residents. So in the meantime, all the residents are being made to not be plowed, not be salted, and we're suffering by having this section of road that isn't being taken care of.
Myself and the streets committee spoke about this 2 weeks ago. The main goal is to plow the roads. The secondary goal is for the borough to figure out what needs to be done to make that officially our road.
Right.
We have two choices. We can get the okay from the property owners now, or excuse me, from the properties that are adjacent to this road now to make sure they don't have an issue with it so we can plow it, or we can go down the process of doing it via the title search to make sure we get it. The title search is going to take months. By then, winter's over, and this is all irrelevant. The main goal is to plow the roads now. Then the secondary role
right,
is to make it
hard.
We can't do it both ways.
Right, but the problem is, Rich, I mean, Sherry did sign her letter, but she wrote very clearly in her letter that I'm signing this, but I'm claiming no responsibility for this land, nor do I own it.
Hmm?
But now you have other residents that I spoke to today saying, I can't say, if my property line ends here, go ahead, use that property. I'm telling you, you can. It's not mine to say, go ahead and plow it. So how can the borough adopt this ordinance? I understand what the ordinance says for the property owner, but in this particular situation, there is no property owner.
In the letter, which we didn't see, does it say that the homeowner is held liable for anything? Okay.
This was sent out after our conversation.
Sure, and good evening, Mr. Gilby. I didn't know that was you. I did speak with the resident, and the resident had called me, and you know, in so many words, it's housekeeping items. We just want to make sure that the residents know that they will be plowed and the salt will be taken care of through the ice will be taken care of through salting, just to have it on record that everybody's aware of what we're going to do. So there won't be any, are they going to do it today or not do it today? Because I have to say, the borough did try everything in their power to find out who owns that road. And nobody does.
No, nobody owns it.
Here on earth, maybe. So he did his due diligence, and then with the street conversation I had last week, you know, I said, well, okay, Rich, he did his best we possibly could. Let's just keep moving forward. We've got a lot of snow coming up. And, you know, he said, well, we're just going to get permission so they know our intentions. And, you know, this isn't binding. I would not imagine at all. It's not binding that there's responsibilities to the homeowner.
If I recall correctly, I think it even says that in the ordinance. It can be ended at any time,
yeah.
If I recall correctly.
So, but I do understand why these questions would be asked, and
right.
I appreciate you coming out here.
The problem is if those aren't signed by the owner,
no,
then those
the roads
are not getting plowed.
Have we missed any scheduling of plowing or salting?
Yep.
Yesterday, yeah.
Because some people didn't sign?
I got three of the, I think it was six out that I sent back.
But that wasn't the intent when I spoke to you.
Let me clarify that thing. Why it was missed yesterday had nothing to do with this. That's a personnel
okay.
issue
something
I have
else?
To deal with.
Okay, but that did we miss anything prior to yesterday?
No.
Okay.
Well, actually, yes, until Sherry called you, the alleyway had not been plowed, and then after she spoke to you, then they came out plowed.
That's when I met with Councilman Boyle, was after that. That's where the inconsistency was of, remember, your exact words were, you know, the drivers don't know whether or not they had to plow it or not.
Right, that was today after yesterday's stuff,
no.
Like even the last snowstorm.
No, I understand,
right.
But after the last snowstorm is when I met with Councilman Boyle,
right.
Which is when we said, enough, let's do it, we'll send this out, we'll just make sure they're all okay with it, but we're going to do it. What happened yesterday has nothing to do with this letter.
Okay.
That's a separate personnel issue I have to deal with.
But our concern was when I spoke to you, you said, you know, I only got a couple back, so until I get them back, there's going to be no plowing. Well, what if some of these residents kind of say, because when I talked to them today, I said to them, why don't you do the same thing she did? Why don't you just put very clearly in there, I'm not accepting responsibility nor liability or ownership of this property so that this road can get plowed. Some of them are on the fence, and they don't want to do that. They feel like...
For those that did not respond, is there any way you can change the wording of the letter?
I mean, I can send out
so
all
that
the
letters. Just
absolutely.
So that they're signing off, that they're aware of what is happening as compared to approval?
If I recall correctly, I sent out different letters to different property owners, depending on which private road I was talking about.
Right.
I don't recall off the top of my head
Excuse
the exact
me.
Verbiage in that one.
Rich, I think that there is two different streets that are... Or there's more. How many
Well, there's
are
about
are
a mile's worth of private road within the borough that fall under this ordinance.
Okay, so one is this Gardner, and what's the other ones?
Cattell Court.
North Jackson Ave.
But
I don't have the ordinance in front of me.
But is Gardner's Court now considered a private road, or is it an undesignated
no,
road? Gardner's
Court is a public road. The alley, that two-lane alley with the trees down the middle, that's the only item in question.
Right, but according to your ordinance, what is clarified as an alley, that road doesn't fit the alley needs.
No, correct.
It's a road.
No. Part of it was dedicated to us by a property owner there. I'm waiting for consent for the other half of it. I can't think of the gentleman's name off the top of my head. I mean, look, like I said to you on the phone, our goal is to do it right. It has never been done correct. Our goal is to try and fix it. Why it wasn't plowed today, again, when you told me, I was not aware that it wasn't addressed. That's a personnel issue, which I will address tomorrow. I mean, the purpose of these letters is to make sure that every property owner that abuts the private property, and we'll just call it private property for now, that abuts his private property doesn't have an issue with us going there. Well, because remember, we could theoretically drive down that property that no one owns and damage your property. And you could say, you know, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be here.
Yeah, but that could be any road in this town, so, right.
I understand
that. How about we do this? How about you resend out these letters, and by the way, Mr. Winkler, Dale Winkler, did not get one of these, and he is...
Because I have, his is different. I have his on his deed. His deed, there's a, it actually was deeded to us.
That's his property behind his house.
Yeah, that's
not
the one
in front of his house.
Yeah.
So that's two separate issues. He deeded back in 1989 his property on the back road behind his house to the borough, which the borough has accepted, along with Mrs. Pettinari's property also.
I sent it to the houses that abutted that alley. On it. I mean,
well,
look, sending out the letters is the easy part.
Okay.
Again, the main...
He's also involved in the front of this, so if you're waiting for more homeowners to respond, he's not going to be able to because he didn't get one, so he busts the front and the back. He's already deeded his back, but his front is in the middle of everyone else's properties. That's number one. And number two, maybe it should be reworded stating, you're just bringing it to attention to homeowners that abut this property, not as owners of this property, because people are hesitant to sign it when it says that's owners of this property.
Fair enough.
That's reasonable.
Fair enough. That's fine. I'll have new letters going tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Some of the questions you asked, excuse me, Mrs. Klumko, were legal in nature, and I just want you to understand we can't give you the legal advice, and if you have concerns in that regard, you should go to an attorney for that advice. You know, when you were concerned about some of the liability issues.
No, that's what people are saying, and it's
yeah.
No different than you would be if somebody asked you to sign
something,
whether it was yours.
I understand the concern.
Right.
I'm just saying
right.
That, you know,
right.
Nobody here can really answer that question.
Well, that's why nobody wants to sign it, because they don't want to be held liable.
Yeah.
So
just a suggestion that, you know, if you really are concerned about that or anything else.
I have a question for Rich. There's a new road. It's Heather Hills Court. I don't know if that's is that.
That's
now automatically is borough land? Or?
No. That's still a privately owned road.
Okay.
It does not
the
become
development.
Ours until the development there is done and it's given to the borough.
So that doesn't get plowed?
We don't plow. That's plowed by the owner of that development.
Okay. And that, councilman, would be after the last house is built, I'd imagine, and then
correct.
Final paving.
Correct.
So
after the entire project
yeah.
is 100% complete.
Okay.
Anyone else from the audience?
If the residents don't own it and the borough doesn't own it, then like when the water department needs to come on there, when they do sewer work on there, how do they get permission to access that land to do that work?
It all depends on the issue. And what I mean by that is in the past, decades and decades ago, when some of these lines were put in, they may or may not have had the consent of the property owner. We've had many discussions. The way it was done is not the way it's done now. Anything I answer would be pure speculation. I don't know how to answer how or why it was done then. If I needed to run a new sewer line down someone's property now, we don't put a shovel in the ground until we get consent and an easement from the property owner. What was done in the past, I don't know. The reality of it is the borough's responsible for all the sewer line and sewer infrastructure in the ground. So if we need to go out there, we're going to have to address it. If the sewer main breaks, I don't care whose property it is, we're going on there to stop the sewer main break. Whether we have permission or not, of course, we have to restore it properly.
Well, like
so
when you guys put that substation in, that was what, in 06?
Prior to me, I don't know.
Okay.
That sounds about right, though.
About 06, when they put that substation at the end of South Prospect, now they need to access this particular roadway we're discussing. To tie into the T, they tore up the whole road, you know, left it just a total disaster area down there. Did anybody know then, like, whose property that was that they were going on?
I mean, we've never restored
uncharted territory that nobody
probably.
Not being here in 06, I would not answer that question. I'll be honest.
Yeah, in order to expedite this whole thing, I think that we should probably, I'd like to make a motion to instruct Mr. Fallon to begin a title search on this land in question so that we could start
this process. As I understand, title searches, they're not going to take months and months, as you had said before. They may, but in most cases, they take under a month to do.
We've done some research into these. We can anticipate months and months because...
However, it will solve future problems, and I think that we really need to establish who owns the land and incorporate it. Okay.
I think it would be a little premature to make that motion.
Okay. Well, so it's not second.
I'm just curious. I know I'm out of line to ask you questions, but if the firemen go up the street, I mean, can these people be served by municipal services?
I mean, Gardner's Court, as I remember, and it's been a while since I've been down there, is very thin, you know, because of the bushes. So
I guess the
fire department would have some difficulty down there. They probably have to take out some of the bushes.
I can answer that for you, Mayor. We've been down there. I think for our occasions, we've actually been down that narrow lane.
Yeah.
I think we will place the apparatus on the other ends, the wider streets. But
it won't.
I know the rescue squad has been down there. I've been on a couple calls on occasion.
Okay.
So they've been down there. So.
But your ladder truck might not be able to get down there. Pumper.
To bring that down there. But some certain piece of apparatus that can fit, like a police vehicle or a brush truck, yes. Something small.
And otherwise, you would just have to run hoses from
you would probably
wherever.
Have
to,
yeah.
And that has nothing to do with the alley. Right. That just has to do with that whole
yes.
circle of trucks won't fit
yes.
back
yes.
there.
Yeah.
Right.
Regardless of the alley.
But they are served by municipal services, though.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
You're welcome.
Okay, anyone else from the audience? Hearing none, I'll accept a motion to close the audience portion.
Motion.
Move.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Our reports.
Make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of our reports? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports. Mr. Higgins?
Well, we were quite busy. Mr. Torres, you want to talk about the subcommittee?
No, just briefly, and I'll defer back to you. We did make some progress on the subcommittee reorganization. And, Mr. Higgins, we did come up with certain committees which were still under the process of discussion, but I'd like to bring out into the public, which, you know, weren't able to come to the meeting, what these points were, and he has that list there, so.
Okay, what we talked about was increased citizen involvement. Can everybody hear me? I don't need that.
Go ahead.
Increased citizen involvement, getting the citizenry of the borough to participate. So we actually took a look at all of the subcommittees that Councilman Torres had suggested, and his goal is to have more eyes, as I wrote here, and ears in the community to assist the council in doing their job. So what we did is we actually came up with a few subcommittees, the Senior Services Committee, which is state mandated, and the Deputy Mayor chairs, the bid committee, because the mayor, myself, and the manager sit on that right there. We talked to the sewer subcommittee for ongoing issues, finance committee, a policy committee, some type of public relations committee, continue on with the shared services committee, and at the time of the budgets, maybe have a school board liaison from the council attend the school board meetings dealing with budget time, both the regional and the local. The website committee, and we talked about that, having the council know what it is that's being put up on the website. And for lack of a better term, and I still haven't come up with anything, and I didn't go to the thesaurus like I said I was going to. A committee that reviews complaints, incoming borough complaints.
I was at
grievance
committee. Grievance. I was thinking of public referrals, maybe something like that, a little less toned down sounding, but you know, still would have the same
yeah.
purpose.
Right.
But we went from 18 down, well, actually, more like 28 down to 10.
Down to 10, yeah. And so we're still working on it. We did make some progress, though. I think everyone on the committee did agree to move forward with the suggestion that the Recreation Committee motion that it be turned into a commission. Also follow.
Well, no, that's different. We didn't talk.
We did.
Well, yeah, but not that. It's to totally go forward with.
No, we said that's our committee. Now, rec committee is not this type of committee structure.
The main goal of what we talked about, though, is having what we have and having citizen involvement. And the public relations committee would be responsible for disseminating the information. You know, somebody might be able to call and say, hey, what's going on with this? No.
No, but in the meantime...
Did I forget anything?
Yeah, well, in the meantime, because we are concerned with citizen involvement, we're going to place on the website, you know, feedback from the residents. What is it that you want to get involved in? And before we actually finalize and confirm any committees, if citizens don't want to get involved in any of these things, or there's other things they want to get involved in, then that might change what committees we have.
I have a question about the school board liaison. I thought that the council was not supposed to get involved with the school board, that we just, like,
their
budget?
They're not, but for information purposes.
Yeah, this is just...
For information purposes only. To attend their budget workshops and bring back to the council what we can expect.
Yeah, just to find out for us what's, you know, it gives us more or less active eyes and ears, so, you know, we can get feedback early.
The local school board meets on the same night as we do, do they not?
Regional school boards do, but I don't know if the local school board does.
Okay, well, one of them I thought did, so, I mean, we might be able to get the special budget meetings.
Right.
But it might not be able to attend a regular meeting in that regard.
I believe it's the second Tuesday.
Second Tuesday?
Second Tuesday of the month.
For the local?
Yeah, I think.
Thank you.
But I'm not positive.
Okay, well, I'll hold you to it, and I'll come knock on your door if you want.
I guess the consensus would be that if we posted these to the website somehow to see what the citizens would be involved, would like to be involved in, which of these committees.
So in other words, I'd like to put it sort of as a test, these committees up there on the website to see what the public feedback is on these committees, and if there's any volunteers that want to sign up right away, that they're interested in certain committees, and so forth.
Yeah, you'll just need to probably give...
I'll give the list to...
Yeah, with a little brief description, because
right.
My client is...
Exactly.
Survey.
Okay.
It's a survey you're essentially talking
yeah.
about.
Mm-hmm.
Councilman Torres, as part of this subcommittee review, how does this reflect the proposed resolution? Because there's some verbiage in the proposed resolution that we had that, you know, I needed to have some... Okay, we're
deck on.
Okay, that proposed resolution, I'm taking that back okay. down because it's going to be modified totally, completely different documents going to be generated. So.
Okay, thank you. One other point, Mayor, if I may, for Councilman Valentine, you had interest in the Sustainability Committee. Is that still...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I actually have some people that are actually interested in working on that.
Okay, we need to add that to the list.
Yeah, we need to add that.
Well, John, could you describe that a little bit to me? I don't understand what that's going to do.
Why don't you send them a little email about that?
Okay,
essentially,
yeah.
What we need to form is a dream team for the Sustainable Jersey.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the resolution passed.
Mm-hmm.
When did we pass it? Wasn't that January?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the resolution we passed in January.
It's up. Okay, we have any other committee reports?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sewer subcommittee met on Monday with Kevin Schaub from the sewer plant, Deputy Mayor Boyle, myself, and the engineer. The engineer presented an agenda of things that we had gone over in the past from our November 9th meeting, and he gave us some updates on that. The deputy mayor took some great notes here, so if he wants to chime in.
Thank you, Higgins.
You're
Bullet point number one, the senior sewer rate reduction. There wasn't any further action taken because of the recommendation from our attorney. Wastewater management plan, the DEP has not moved forward with the plan. Quick check in Washington Township, there was no new development since our last meeting. New Jersey Department, DES, I'm not sure what that is, but that has to do with permits for the town, and that has been renewed, and that has to do with fecal coliform testing.
That's where the sewer plant, we're good for 5 years with a permit.
Did you get these permits?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce that acronym. Washington Square, there is enough capacity for a Washington Square. If you're not familiar, that's the one on 57. Larger sewer users. Mr. Holt is sending a letter to our large usage customers to update them about contacting the borough for expansions that we have prior notice. Take the football stadium, athletic field, school additions, things of that nature. Pleasant Valley Dam, there are 12 applications ahead of the borough of Washington. It'll be about 2 to 3 more months before DEP accepts the decommission. There is a grant available called American Rivers, which
that's,
is out of...
That's the one we applied for.
Right.
Keep
out of Washington, D.C., so everybody's on the same page.
Right.
Second bullet... Go ahead.
I could interrupt you there. They said that if we did get that grant, we would be moved up on the list.
We also discussed about the industrial user permits, BASF and TWIST. A lot of information was discussed on that about recalculation of permit fees, reopening that up. We were informed that the DEP is requiring BASF that all their storm water runoff, which we refer to as I&Is, I'd imagine, goes directly to our STP, which is sewer treatment plant. And that does affect our capacities, and you can imagine with the snow melt and water runoff what that's going to be doing. That's a lot of water. So that has to be addressed. And then we are talked about for noncompliance, fines. Okay, connection fees, item four. There was some discussion about duplication of connection fees for the same block and lot. That some things have to be ironed out on that, housekeeping items. Looking at an expiration date for somebody that applies for a connection fee if they don't actually use it. Is there a term of limits on that, so to speak? Andrew, Mr. Holt is going to send a letter to council with his recommendations. Item five, this is probably one of the more important ones. The I&I reduction program, influx and infiltration, that's really required from DEP if you have to go in front of them for expansion of capacity. First thing that I understand that they're going to ask is how are you reducing the influx and infiltration to the treatment plant? Then you can go back to BASF, okay? So that report or program has to be reviewed, and it's something that our Viola representative, Mr. Schout, is a part of. And quite simply, it's about like things that we've already done, manhole covers, where they're plugging them to keep that water out, things of that nature. So that's being worked on now. That was something that Mr. Holt has to bring in front of the manager also as we move forward. Item six was the what I refer to as a sewer camera for the GIS.
That would be
217-2010,
would that be?
That would be that, Councilman Jewell.
Okay,
thank you. We do have a system in place as it stands now, and I'll refer to it as old school. It's pen and paper. They have a catalog of manhole covers throughout the borough. They have numbered. It's cataloged, so these are numbered in locations, and last time it was inspected and verified that it's no crack pipes and that, like that. The electronic thing does the same thing, only that it's in computer form, and you can refer to those records off-site. So, and even with the sewer engineer's recommendation, he said it's really not, or it shouldn't have been on top of the list. So we had discussions on that about we're going to put that at the complete bottom of any list for right now, because I was impressed that Viola does have that already in place, pen and paper, and they seem to be pretty much ahead of it. I feel the next item is, for me, as a council person, is one of the more important ones, and that's item...
Can I interrupt you before we get started there, Patrick, real quick? The engineer's recommendation was that we go through and maybe do another 100 manholes inserts. We've already done that. He said he would recommend doing that prior to doing the GIS. That's more important. With, and maybe metering to check on the INI. And he is going to put that in his letter. Sorry.
No, I appreciate that. Item 7 was what we'll refer to as Gardner's Court. I was contacted by a resident who lives in that area with, you know, the ongoing issue about water backing up into the home. No fault of the residents in that area. We spoke about this with the engineer and as well as Mr. Schout from Viola. What we have come up with so far right now is that Mr. Holt is going to review the H2M, which is a another engineering firm. Is that right, David? Their report to address this problematic situation that we've had for a long time. And this isn't anything new for anybody that's not aware. I did have in hand a Borough of Washington letterhead dated December 4th, 2006. I handed it to the engineer and the Mr. Schout, and they were aware of the letter. They were fully abreast of the situation that's going on there. There was confirmation that the pitch of the line was installed incorrectly, pointing the wrong way. Viola had said that they do flush out this main line once each month as a maintenance program, and quote unquote, we watch the water backflow for a good 5 to 10 minutes. So whatever we push out comes right back. Okay. There were suggestions that were discussed, and I don't want to say anything right now because now all of a sudden, well, you said this, and I'm not, I don't want to talk out both sides of my mouth, but what I'm saying is there will be a report from the engineer, put it in engineering language, that will be submitted to the manager and for council review with cost associated with. The Borough of Washington council people in the committee, our sewer engineer, and our trusted sewer plant operator all recognize that there is a situation that was not created by the residents of that area. So this has to be addressed and corrected once and for all, okay? So we're going through the process right now with the information so we're all aware of how this is being looked at, okay? So in the future, and I hope it's very quick, that the engineer will be reporting back to us with his recommendations as well as the treatment plant operator, okay? So the last bullet point on that was the sewer engineer was curious about why he wasn't unanimously appointed. And I can only speak for myself when I did. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Boyle.
Okay. Good one. All right. The Forensic Audit Committee met. We
did a little background. We hashed some things out. We came up with some recommendations. Actually, there are three recommendations that the committee came up with. I don't know if I can read my own writing. Recommendation one was for the Borough of Washington to conduct a full and complete audit as directed by Ordinance 12-2010 and the referendum vote of November 2nd, 2010. Recommendation number two is to advertise using previous draft RFP, just changing the dates in the Star Ledger and on the New Jersey League of Municipalities website. And by February 8th, that would be next Monday, to have the advertising done. And in the meantime, have the previous bidders for the next council meeting.
the lowest bidder for the next council meeting, which I spoke to the manager about on Monday, and Snyder will actually be here at our next meeting. The reason why they were not here for this meeting was because the attorney only attends one meeting a month now, and if there were any legal issues that needed to be addressed, it would be better done at that time with the attorney here. Let's see here. Okay. So those were our three recommendations. Councilman Jewell was there. Councilman Torres was there. Did I miss anything?
I believe you got everything, Dave.
We did have citizen involvement in both the forensic audit and the subcommittee meetings.
Yes.
So I would like to make that in the form of a motion right now, based on the committee's recommendations, that we follow through with all three committee recommendations.
I second that.
Wait, I have one question. The second thing was changing what dates?
The dates, in the previous RFP, they go back to 2004. The dates that are concurrent with what was on the ballot, commenced a five-year, commencing in 2011, going back 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
The language remains the same. The dates have to change to accommodate the time period that's gone by.
Right. To be in.
Okay, because the question was on the ballot from 2011 back, right?
Actually, it would be for 2010. Commencing,
right.
It would be, that's right, but in the audit it started, I mean in the previous RFPs, it started in 2004.
Oh, I see.
So in keeping with the
right.
original ballot question,
right.
go back 5 years, commencing with the audit commencing in 2011.
Yeah.
And you want the RFP published by the 8th?
Right. It's the same one. That's why we recommended the same thing, only...
The only comment I have on that is, do you want to do that before the next auditing firm comes in?
Yes.
We just have a comment on that. We did have a little bit of a discussion on the fairness of having, you know, more firms come in to give presentations that maybe are going to be a lot replicative and not maybe necessary. However, that's just something else that we discussed. No conclusions were drawn from that.
And also with that, what about, there was no question of money there. We're still working with $100,000? Isn't that what's been budgeted for that?
Well, that's what was budgeted last year. I don't think there is necessarily a budget.
Here's what everybody has to understand. In the ordinance that we passed, it said to conduct the full forensic audit with a one-time expenditure.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, we actually discussed breaking the cost out over a number of years, but that can't be done, according to the way the ordinance is written.
Okay, so what kind of dollar amount are we looking at spending on this?
Well, it's already a line item in this budget for $100,000, but we don't know how much it's going to be.
Correct.
And we cannot, in the by law, put in a not-to-exceed amount in the RFP. So hopefully we'll get similar...
Bids
that we got the last time. I mean, if not, we can always go out for more bids then, I guess.
Correct. And everybody has to understand, when they pick this proposal package up, that it's for a full and complete forensic audit.
Right. The language states exactly what's needed.
Right.
And then we have to be in compliance with the voter right. referendum. So that's you know why we're doing it like this.
Okay. Any other discussion?
If I may, I just don't know what the cutoff dates for advertising in the League or Star Ledger. I don't know if I can get that by Monday. I can get it published on our website by the 8th. I don't know if I can get it in Star Ledger by the 8th.
Star Ledger, you should have absolutely no problem. They take advertisements within 2 days. You can get it in. So.
All right. Either way, it can be on the website by Monday. I just don't know what their date is.
And Monday's not the 8th anyway.
See, oh, I thought you said Monday. I thought you said Monday.
Yeah, I did say Monday. I thought Monday was the 8th.
No.
No, it would be Tuesday is the 8th, right?
I think so,
yeah.
I mean, we'll call and that's fine, but I just don't know.
The reason why that we decided that was that it would be an off week and they would be back prior to our council meeting.
Right.
So we wouldn't have to go another 2 weeks.
How long do you want to to go
it's
out.
It's 30 days, right?
You can go out for whatever you want with an RFP. It's not required. It doesn't follow the same requirements of a sealed bid. You can go out for 2 days. You can go out for 2 months.
Question, Rich, are we going to still notify also, of course, the bidders who previously bid?
I'll send them a copy.
You can send them a copy? Okay. So most likely all we'll need is 30 days. Because we're already probably, some of those same firms will still be interested, I'm sure.
What would you recommend? 30 days?
At a minimum. I wouldn't, you know, do less than that. Because last time when we did it, I think it was for about 30 days. And then we got quite a bit of questions from the applicants. So you don't want to limit yourself to the scope of applicants. So last time we did get quite a bit of questions. So, I mean, I can have it on the website, you know, by Friday,
okay.
Saturday, you know what I mean? I just don't know what the requirements for the lease. Remember, it's not as easy as calling them up and sending it.
Right.
You know, we have to go by purchase order system, so we got to generate the PO. It needs to be certified that the funds are there for the ad. Then we need to sign. I mean, it's not... Put this on the paper tomorrow.
It'll be before our next council meeting.
Yes. I just don't know what day it is. I don't know what...
Well, once it's before the next council meeting, so we have an opportunity. That puts us in that 30-day time frame where we don't have to wait. They come in, we have to wait 2 weeks to discuss it at a council meeting.
So you would amend your motion to advertise at the earliest possible date?
Correct.
Okay.
And as long as it's before the next council meeting.
Well, the next council. Okay. And advertise.
Yeah. Right.
Then I'll second that. Right.
Okay. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Any other committee reports?
Well, just for the record, we did talk about the streets. That was an impromptu when I went down to the borough office for other discussion. But we did have a meeting there, so we know that.
There was something else we discussed in the... Subcommittee meeting was that whereas committee reports here only to list on the agenda those that have reports. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So that would...
Right, so if we have a total of 10 committees and only two of them have something to say, we're going to list those.
Only
two.
List two of them.
Which right means now, all those committees doesn't... Let us know when they have reports.
Right.
They have to.
We would have to start doing
that. We would
that,
do
obviously.
That.
Okay.
And that's due
Thursday at noon before the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. That's fair.
Can a report also be a verbal report?
Historically, that's what they've been. So.
Oh, I think the question is if you're going to say something or provide something in writing, let her know by Thursday at noon.
Okay.
Just so
it'll
be
on
the agenda. It doesn't
so
have to
be placed on the agenda. Thank you.
I'm just going to say a couple of things about grants, even though it's not on there. Since we did have some open grants, just you mentioned the American Rivers. I believe we'll have notification in March whether we receive that or not. And then the manager also sent correspondence that we had applied to the DOT for a grant for the Beethoven Street project, and we are going to receive that for the $140,000. So I did want to thank the manager and the engineer and the committee for... Writing, it's very competitive to get these grants, and you really need to write a good grant application, and so I'm happy that we got it. The engineer and manager did that one, yeah.
Is there a cost at all to the borough percentage for that grant, or no?
No.
We have to have a borough contribution to the project.
So the council, before we applied for that grant, council approved that.
Okay.
And of course, that's in the upcoming budget, right, Rich?
No, that's last year's budget.
That's last year's.
This was capital funds available.
Okay. Any other committee reports? Hearing none, that brings us to old business. Land Use Board. Valentine.
Right. Yeah, again, I was looking at making things run more effectively and smoothly. We had discussed this a while back about, combining both boards. And Rich had sent to the council the article, I don't know if everybody looked at it, about
that
the 20...
Last year, that's why I sent the article.
Yeah, okay, about the 22 municipalities that actually have combined the boards and that they've, it's really been good. Plus, it's also been a cost saving. So, that's why, I think we really should look at combining both boards.
Now, I was looked at back in May of 2009. I have the minutes in the planning board meeting for that. I was on the planning board at that point and a former vice chair.
I did speak to Mary Ann Van Dersen tonight, she's the chair. Did you have time to speak with them at all at their meeting, to ask them how they felt about that at all? Okay. Because she was a little surprised that that was going to be brought up tonight, and I asked her to attend, but she couldn't attend. But I know some of the concerns that they had back then in 2009, where they were afraid of, because you would have land use board, I know Mansfield has one, I believe Washington Township has one, they meet twice a month. Now you're stretching the volunteers' time a little more and hoping you get a quorum. That's one of the main things. You could lose members. Now there's some members on some of the boards that could have 25 to 30 years experience. I'm talking about a few members maybe in the Board of Adjustment right now. So that's a concern, because you can only have so many members on that land use board. You can't have everybody on the boards.
Mm-hmm.
And a concern of how busy it's going to be, because right now the planning board might not be as busy as the Board of Adjustment is now, but there may come a time where there may be a large tract that may be developed, if we do have one or something comes up, that may make it extremely busy, where you may have to push things off to the next month. So that was a couple of the concerns at that time. And what's really the cost benefit in the end? I don't know if that's substantial, because I looked at some of the numbers and it wasn't really...
It's about $5,000 saving.
Yeah, it's to me that's not really substantial, because if you're trying to fight for a quorum every month and you can't get the people as volunteers, which I just, you know, this day and age, it's hard for people to volunteer their time, but they're doing as best as they can.
Well, our last planning board meeting, we did not have a quorum.
Right.
You know, so we're fighting that battle as it stands right now.
Right. So it's going to be even worse if you have twice
a month. But if you combine both boards,
right,
you would have enough people to be on it, because you could combine both boards and combine the seats from one board with the other board to create a land use board.
Theoretically, so you're correct. But I just see a problem with people trying to attend, being able to make it twice a month, let alone once a month. So,
what? You know. No, it wouldn't be twice a month.
It could be.
It depends how you set it up, John. I mean, right. most of the land use boards that I know of, I'm speaking Mansfield and Washington Township, they meet twice a month.
They do.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
it would probably be best to schedule meetings twice a month.
Right.
Right now,
but if there's
given
a need for it,
kind
you can cancel.
It will probably only be
right.
once a month.
And there's times in the planning board, you know, we just had to do the Regency, which is now Washington Square.
Which
that
means we'd
long,
have to have the
right.
clerk come to both meetings,
yes.
the engineer come to both meetings,
that's
and right now the engineer only
right.
goes to the Board of Adjustment
mm-hmm.
meetings on an as-needed basis.
Right. I mean, it's a great idea, and, you know, I know you did a lot of research, and it's been brought up, you know, 2009 and now, but I asked,
for
you
certain
know,
towns,
you know,
it is definitely more efficient,
right, yeah.
Yeah.
but given that there is a problem having volunteers,
right.
mm-hmm. you'd have
you
to
know,
guarantee that you
yeah.
could have that quorum. If you
and I would just get the input, you know, the Board of Adjustment and the Planning Board and see how they feel about that. If they think they feel like they could move, I know that had been brought up once before, but it doesn't hurt to ask them as well. You know,
well, we got the feeling of the Planning Board and the Board of Adjustment and that they were not
right.
Particularly in favor of it.
Right, they weren't at that time, but you know,
yeah.
times
yeah.
change. I know.
Have you spoke to
no.
both committees, like he's saying, this year? You know,
no, I didn't speak to
yeah.
them this year.
Maybe before you make any formal motion or anything
right.
tonight, since we've discussed.
Well, I just basically wanted to bring it up for pretty much for yeah. discussion.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe
yeah.
I would reach out to them.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah, well,
they could come to a council meeting and speak
mm-hmm.
on their behalf as well.
Another advantage, too, the combined board deals with somebody who comes before, let's say, the planning board, and then finds out they have to go to the Board
right.
of Adjustment for something. If you're in the land use board, you know, you're in the right board no matter what.
Right.
You don't
yeah.
get jerked around from one board to the other.
The other thing to realize, too, though, with the quorum, if it is a land use board, that there are a few things that the mayor and the council members could not vote on. There are certain things in the Board of Adjustments that they're because of a governmental conflict of interest. So that's why you really have to make sure you have the quorum with the volunteers.
Right, right exactly. That's exactly.
If it was a land use board.
And I have another question, though. In either case, the zoning would be kept separate as a separate board, right? Or
no,
would be incorporated
the
in as
a
total.
That is the board. Zoning is the board.
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay, fine.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor, if I may stay on the planning board. I was going to wait for council remarks, but after reviewing our ordinance and the state statute, I believe I was wrong in voting to go against your appointment for a Class 2 member for the planning board. And I would like to bring that back up for further discussion to do things properly and correctly so we do not violate any ordinance that we have written in the books. If we wait till council remarks, I don't know, I thought maybe we could just dovetail off this discussion.
Well, are we done with the land use discussion?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Boyle, continue.
Did I say? Well, part of a conversation I had during the Streets Committee, Rich brought to my attention, and he's absolutely right. You know, in our ordinance, the 3-3868 Planning Board, the Class 2 member, the official of the borough, but not a member of the council, is to be appointed by the mayor, period. It doesn't say with the advice or consent of council. I did look at the New Jersey State statute that I have in my home there. It says the same thing. So I don't want to do anything that goes against an ordinance or a state statute. So since I think how the parliamentary thing works, if I was on the affirmative vote side, I can bring this back up. And I would like to bring it back up because I am given the opportunity, I will change my vote.
Okay. Do we need to invalidate the last appointment? In that way, or are we just going to declare it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do another one?
Yeah, and that's what, no matter what happened last time, it's the new one that supersedes you.
Okay.
I will make a motion to rescind my original motion.
I don't think we have to go there, Mr. Dickinson. No. You know, from what we, if we just go and do it new, that will supersede what was done before. Yeah. So I would like to put the name of Mike Stone, our code enforcement officer, in as the member of the planning board, Class 2.
And I will second that.
Okay, do we need, will we need to vote on that?
No, there's no vote. It's mayoral appointment.
Yep.
Okay. So I believe we have that taken care of then.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. And if there is any conflict with it, I'm sure our attorney will let us know at our next meeting. Okay. Recreation Commission correspondence and draft ordinance.
I'd like to say something.
Mrs. Gleba.
I've been doing research on this and going back and forth on the fence, and I know it's not a decision tonight, but given the information we received on the 2011 budget, and that it really has no bearing on the cap or anything like that, and I know it was not a decision made lightly when they changed it to a committee, and given that we are moving full speed ahead with the forensic audit, which will look at every transaction, a full audit, and it will hopefully give us recommendations for control measures. I think we should keep it a committee at this point. Don't put it into a commission, and that's, you know, we'll see where this discussion goes, but that's a motion that I would like to make tonight. You know, before we spend any more money on an ordinance and everything, I think we should wait to see the results of the audit.
Just so we're clear, that is 100% U-turn on your stance on this issue that we previously discussed. And we took an informal vote at this subcommittee meeting just the other day. Okay. Thank you.
It is every council person's right to change their mind.
That's right. Because we didn't, I didn't have this information.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion that we want to do on this, or?
Councilwoman Gleba, did you make a motion?
Okay, I wasn't sure if there was going to be more discussion, but...
Well, I have discussion.
Please.
All right, so yeah, I will make a motion that we keep it a committee, and also I would be the recreation liaison while it's a committee.
Is there a second? Hearing none, the motion dies. Mr. Boyle, you have some comments?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. The commission ordinance that we had in place worked well, I'd imagine. Developments with the committee, we struggled. We did struggle. We see that changes that we've made in the borough from past practices that we aren't continuing to follow has done some good. We learned tonight it's done some good. There's things in place now that will require due diligence on everybody's part. We have policy procedures, we have purchase order procedures, things like that. We have fantastic oversight from the manager when it comes to those, how to run the borough. Very confident in that. The commission now has the opportunity to
do what it needs to do for the residents of the town as pertaining to recreation. We have conversation before that. We're not recreation experts, you know, and we put the responsibility onto the manager, and the manager quite said, I don't know anything about recreation, you know. That's not a dig. I appreciate the openness and honesty. So let the people that actually coach the children, being at the fields, Saturday mornings, things like that, let them take ownership of the recreation program we have here. We have things in place that I believe will hold people accountable. I like what we were talked about last council meeting about certain controls. You know, we have those things instituted to allow for structure. I'm big on structure. So I feel that the commission is the right approach now for the borough of Washington and its residents. I feel very strongly about that, and I do feel strongly that the manager has the tools available to run the municipality accordingly. The thing that I would like to see is that, and here's my stigma, the recreation commissioners should be able to appoint their rec director. From what's going through my mind is, if we're asking the manager to run a recreation department and he doesn't really have the experience, can he really justifiably put the effort into, well, what type of director do I really need? Now, maybe, I don't know. But that's the question that goes through my head. So if you have a body of commissioners that the director reports to through their meetings but was hired by the manager, you know, there could be a little bit of turmoil. I shouldn't use that word. Scratch that. Not turmoil. But I think the accountability would be that commissioners know what it needs to have a director or a leader. They know what it is. They can make that educated decision on that. The manager in this ordinance, they will have to follow the same statutes as any other department here as far as purchasing and things of that nature. I honestly want to make life enjoyable for the manager. I really do. All right? Because he's doing okay. I want to make life enjoyable for myself. I'll be selfish. So I did support prior conversations with the mayor we had on this. I do. But I believe that going as a recreation commission and allowing and appointing the commissioners and allowing the commissioners to appoint their recreation director, that is the right direction to go, moving forward, doing things properly. And that's my input on that.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on this?
I would just like to say I agree 100% with Councilperson Boyle. I think that it's a needed change. It's going to help, and it also will free up our manager to concentrate on the things that he should be concentrating on, and does keep the accountability intact. And these are the most important points. I'm just highlighting Mr. You know, Councilperson Boyle. But basically, I agree 100%.
I would just like to know if everybody's happy. What about
the
citizens?
I can't wait to get started with that. Oh, you were?
Next year he is. One other comment I'd like to make is, I saw it in my email that in the ordinance, the 3-55.1 establishment C, it says no alternate member shall be permitted to act on a matter. I believe that we had a recommendation from the attorney to make that as no member, as opposed to no alternate member.
Okay.
Right. And in 355.8, the last one, I, does it need to be more clarified that they need to follow the borough policy, grant policy process? Is it clear as it is, or should we make it more clear that they still have to follow the grant policy of the borough as far as approval? And
you could probably add a single line, borough policies and procedures must be adhered to as amended. All borough policies,
yeah,
as amended,
right,
or that are in effect, or as something to that effect.
And E, does it need to specify anything more with regards to the director providing you financial reports or anything, or is that clarified in there already? Is that part of E, where they would be giving you the recreation director?
You can add financial procedures satisfied by borrow. We could probably either amend that or add another letter. I mean, the reality of it is you should put something in there. Again, this is just a working document.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, this is not final by any means. This was, at council's request last week, the borough attorney prepared this. This can be changed well in advance of it being introduced. I mean, you can put whatever requirements you want in there.
Okay.
You know, that's...
So this is the time to do that?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
I mean, does everyone want to digest it? Does everyone want to make changes now? I mean...
I have a few corrections I would like to... You know, I mean, I have them written down. I mean, if...
Does everyone want to give it to me? We can recompile one master ordinance?
Something to clarify for myself. The pool is going to remain a part of the Recreation Commission under their...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there was also talk of possibly making a utility separate, you know, and funded separately like that. So that was... Just something I'd like to point out.
Yeah,
the
that's
pool
something
still,
that Belvedere did. I was in
contact
with one of their former members of council.
That is done in other municipalities. They make it a utility.
Statutorily, it's no longer permitted to be considered a utility. If you have a pool that's a utility, the grandfather...
Where'd you hear that from? Because I was just told that. I was just told that by the New Jersey League when I was down at the meeting. They suggested
from the
that. Uh-huh. We'll have to check on it.
How would you like to handle this then? I mean,
we can go line by line now, and I can send the amended version after.
I think it would be better if we all just send whatever corrections we want to see, and we can compile one document. It maybe can be emailed to us for before we come to our next meeting.
Yeah.
And I want to get everything from everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to pick a date for everyone to get back to me, or you want once I get it? I mean, I just don't want things to drag on forever.
Yeah. How about everybody has their comments by Tuesday?
It's fair.
Sounds good.
Oh, boy.
I have a couple quick questions. There's nowhere...
But Mr. Boyle's chomping at the bit here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, I really don't. I have poor choice of words, but I'll be in recovery Tuesday. Yeah, I'm going under the knife, so
okay.
I'll write a report with that Vicodin, no problem.
Would you prefer Thursday?
I prefer right now. I'm going to hand what I have.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, bye, too.
As I'm coherent.
But the rest of us will have until Tuesday, is that correct?
I'm sorry?
The rest of us will have until Tuesday, is that correct? Okay.
I have a couple quick questions, though, dealing with, like, maintenance issues, you know, like... is the Rec Commission going to be responsible for the maintenance through their funds? Are they going to, you know, like the electric?
This is a council policy decision. Right now, you can do whatever you choose. You can make them
responsible. Okay, I'll send you my recommendations on Tuesday. By Tuesday.
By Tuesday. By close of business Tuesday.
That would be tough.
That would give you something to do on Wednesday.
Right.
I know you have a few things to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on this? Hearing none, that takes us to new business. We have resolutions 41 and 42, 2011, redemption of tax certificates.
So moved.
Second.
I do have a question, though, on 41.
Okay.
Does that take the Brad Scalera as a name?
Which name?
It's the 1, 2, 3, the third line, or fourth line down.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, Maria C. and Pedro's, comma Maria?
Yeah.
It could be a third person.
I don't know. Yeah, oh, here you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got Maria C., Pedro, and Maria. Could be a...
I think
Maria's
duplicated. I don't think Maria's duplicated.
No, it's two different ones.
Right.
So
What's on there is what's on the tax record. It's transposed right over.
Okay. That's why it says Maria's name.
Probably.
Maria.
I doubt it's Pedro Maria. Yeah.
Same thing with 42 as well.
Okay, any other discussion? We have a roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Kalima?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes. Okay, next up we have our vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the vouchers.
I got one question.
Second.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
Mr. Jewell.
Okay. Page number 8, all the way down at the bottom, GPU. Let's see, the Oliver Street Garage has got a bill of $432.74. I know it was still open in December. Did they actually, is that meter being turned off? Is that going to be...
Once they're 100% moved out, yes.
Okay, so they're not still 100% moved out. When do you expect them to be moved out 100%?
The snow has put us back.
Okay. No, I understand.
So okay. I don't know the answer.
Just got to ask. Thank you, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions? Roll call, please.
Again?
Yes, I'll everything but the fire department.
Boyle?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes, I'm abstaining from anything with Finelli, and on page 14, the Warren County Habitat for Humanity for potential conflict of interest.
Jewell?
Yes, everything except for Rescue Squad and Fire Department.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
And Corey?
Yes.
Our recap, Mr. Bailey.
Excuse me. I will work with the CFO and for the introduced budget, get council a copy of the introduced budget and the worksheets well in advance of budget introduction. The final letter going to the Washington Township regarding the possible shared service agreement. Re-mailed letters to the residents in the area of Gardner's Court as it relates to snow removal with clarified language. I will get the information from Councilman Torres and Councilman Higgins regarding the survey that they would like placed on the website as it relates to the possibility of volunteerism and subcommittees. Move forward with advertising the forensic audit as soon as possible, prior to the next meeting, use the old specs and change the dates. Sewer committee, I did have one question. I wrote a note and I was going to wait for my recap. You commented on the GIS project.
Yeah.
Is that done 100%? Should I let the pay the outstanding bills and cancel the PO and clear the money? Or is it, I mean, that's the impression I got. But I just want to make sure before I move forward.
That was council decision. The committee, we just talked about the reason why.
I'm sorry. I should have said sewer committee discussion.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
We didn't talk about that. So that whatever we decided in council, I mean, that was it.
Okay.
So do you need to cancel that resolution number?
You don't have to cancel the resolution number. If council made the decision tonight to end it, that's sufficient. All I'll do is pay the outstanding bills and
It was a temporary hold. Yes.
It's now done.
Okay. The direction I got from the sewer engineer was that that's really not an important item right now.
Okay.
So I would recommend that we cancel that.
Would you make that a motion?
I would make that motion to cancel that 217.
And I'll second that motion. Okay. Is there any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Then what I'll do is I'll process anything outstanding and cancel the balance.
Thank you.
That's that. And council has until Tuesday the 8th end of business to provide me any comments they have as it relates to the land use board. The rec commission. And what I'll do is I'll compile a document and have it placed on the agenda for the 15th. That's it.
Okay. Council remarks. Councilman Higgins.
Well, the deputy mayor took class 2 in Poisley. Good job. If you pass that word on to Natasha, Tom, and yourself there, Rick.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night is the bid business recognition dinner. Just a reminder to everybody, on February 26th, which is a Saturday, correct me if I'm wrong, John, is when the auditor is going to come here and give his class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What time was that?
9 to noon.
9 to noon.
And it was on the messenger, I thought.
Okay. Right. Just a reminder there. And I have one other question. Fire hydrants. Do we ever get anything from the water company with when they do the maintenance on their those hydrants? Because they charge us a hefty sum.
You mean, do they notify us when they're going to be maintaining them?
Well, there's some requirements that they're supposed to meet. Has anybody checked to make sure that they're meeting those requirements and we're getting appropriately billed?
Well, we get the bills each month.
I know we get the bills each month.
As far as when do they notify me directly saying, hey, we're doing maintenance on a water line? They tell us when there's a water main break and things of that nature when they're doing things, because a lot of it, through I&I, might wind up at the sewer plant, so we're always notified of that. Specifically what they're maintaining, I'm not privy to.
I know
they're just saying we're maintaining a line.
They give us notice when they flush.
Yeah.
They give notice when they flush,
Is there something
you're looking for? Something else?
Well, on a side note, we were out shoveling a few weekends ago with the fire department. We found like two hydrants in town here that were damaged. I don't know how long they've been damaged for. They're off the road, so it wasn't by a vehicle or anything.
Oh, so like they were physically gone?
Yes, they were. We'll have to write the numbers down next time, or I'll try to track a number.
I mean, I have no problem calling them and letting them know, but I mean, obviously, if something's damaged
we pay them a lot of money.
Correct.
Maintain.
A lot of money.
No, correct. Correct. I mean, the representative for New Jersey American Water, he's everywhere all the time, so that's not a problem.
And I know some towns, I know HWA and Hackettstown, a few other sewer authorities there, water authorities, they actually shovel hydrants out themselves. The fire department has nothing to do with that. We do that as a courtesy to make it easier for our job and for the homeowners of this town. And remind the homeowners also that if you can shovel your hydrant out, it's very much appreciated. We do appreciate that.
I'm going to ask you, since you are part of the fire department, Eric, a suggestion, only because my kids go to school in Hackettstown.
Right.
That Hackettstown, their fire department, they have a program for the kids to volunteer. You know, it's a form they get to sign up to shovel out that hydrant, and then the kids get like a certificate. Or I don't know what the like the reward is for doing it, but
it's
something.
Paperwork for that, or
yeah, I have it. Yeah,
that's a good idea. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
No.
Mr. Jewell.
I'd like to say thank you to Rich and Tasha as well, and I'd like to see that 1 cent increase rather than 18 or 17% or 18 cent increase. That's good, and it's good to see that. The ball is rolling on the forensic audit, so hopefully soon we'll hear more, we'll get more. That's it.
Mr. Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor. I will, Councilman Higgins, reach out to Oxford Central to partake in that Altogether for Autism, so I'll represent the borough on that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Again, Richard Phelan, thank you very much for your due diligence, your hard work, and the efforts to maintain and improve our borough with the finances. I don't give you that type of praise much, so I don't want to, overinflate that, but I do respect what you have done for us here, and I appreciate that going forward. That's what I have tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Gleva.
Ooh, I have a few things tonight. Ditto to all the thank yous to you and Natasha. I'm really pleased that we're changing the tide here in town. I know you're working on giving us the Comcast numbers for the internet charges. It was a part of the recap the last time, what the expenses are so that we can determine the savings. So if you could give us that prior to the next meeting, and if at the next meeting on the, if you could add the resolution so that we could, whatever you want to call it, memorialize to totally dedicate that $25,000 to doing that.
Oh, that was approved. That was made by motion last time.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was.
No.
I mean, so you want to memorialize your resolution, or do you want it motion and second and approved? Because it's one and the same, if you will. One's in writing, one's verbal.
I can make the motion and second it next time, but I would like to know those numbers so I have an idea of what our savings are going
to
be.
You wanted to pay the bills with that? You said,
right.
I think might as well pay the bills, but I think it's the best thing at this point in time,
With regards to going back to the construction shared service, and to Mr. DeLevel mentioning that they have those particular fees. If we go into that type of shared service, are we now obligated that we have to, you know, charge our customers the same fees for all those different things? Like, what if we don't charge a fee for a particular item? Do we now have to charge a fee for a particular thing?
Yes, we would, because there's only one fee schedule that they can have.
Okay, even if we didn't always do that now, we now have to have that new fee.
Correct.
So we're going to have
Correct.
New fees now that we might not have had in the past? I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, some
okay.
fees could go away, obviously, you know, what the state does and what Washington Township
does. That might be good to know in order to make the decision, what are going to be new fees to our residents and what fees might be going away, if there's any way we could get that information.
I can reach out to the state construction official to see if he can give me a list, but everything on there was a local and a state. I think it was 74, 77 total fees. I mean, the municipality has to provide those same services as the state. The state can't charge for, no, they can't.
I'm just like pinpointing the exact example that he gave. Do we not charge those fees now?
No, we don't charge them now, but
that's
what I don't know is if I don't know if that's necessarily, I don't recall if that was actually in that spreadsheet I sent them.
I never heard of that till now.
So is that something new, if you don't mind me asking?
Brand new.
You know what, we got that, they gave us the data.
Okay,
so maybe
if you can get then a new list then.
Sure. In essence, anything after they updated it last time.
A couple of, little things, but I was recently a guest at the Veteran of Foreign Wars Voice of Democracy Awards ceremony, and I just wanted to, you know, that they were so grateful to, you know, get all these essays from students and everything, and I just wanted to help spread the word on everything that they do in the communities and, you know, especially for kids, and I wanted to thank, you know, all the district posts and also our own Jack Tremmer of the Washington Borough, and encourage the borough schools, you know, to participate. There wasn't any borough schools there receiving awards that night. So the middle school was there, but not the younger grades. I guess they have two different essay contests. So it is a great thing if they would do it. And then also just a little shout out. Next week, the Warren Hills High School competition cheerleaders and the junior streaks are going down to Florida for the national championship. And so I wanted to wish them good luck and also to thank all the local businesses, because I saw on the back of the T-shirts a lot of our local businesses sponsor and support these girls, even organizations like the Rotary Club. So, you know, those are the things that make a community great. So I just wanted to, you know, acknowledge that. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Torres.
Okay, I just have a couple things, too. First of all, I'd like to extend my kudos, too. Even though it is a preliminary budget report, it is surprising to me. So I'm very happy, and hopefully that the numbers will, you know, come in accordingly. We can do a budget and have those savings. Besides for that, I did attend the, as I had mentioned earlier, New Jersey League of Municipalities had a newly elected official seminar, which was very informative. I was able to network with a lot of other people down there. I did discuss in brief, not to give away, of course, confidential details of borough affairs. However, I was concerned about, especially some of the things that I've mentioned already, like specifically the pool. And I was really, I just want to maybe emphasize the fact that one of the persons who gave one of the leadership particular seminar had mentioned in particular the need for more municipalities to have citizen advisory committees set up, and the tool that the council people, you know, and committee people and those other forms of government have in that, and to utilize that as much as possible. In addition, regarding our pool, I had specifically asked him, you know, we have this predicament, and I had said we're discussing the possibility of maybe becoming a commission form again. We had that in the past, and he said that's a possibility. And I said, you know, the funds then could be managed that way, and it would be funded just from the Recreation Commission. He said yes. He said another way to do it, though, and he said it's been very successfully done in the past, is this pool utility. So I did want to point that out and emphasize that in my closing remarks here. Also, I don't know how many people are aware of the PNC Bank was was robbed at gunpoint, you know, the one, our Washington Town Branch. So I was wondering if it's possible to find out, being that we are in this shared services agreement, to find out the possible response time to that incident. And I'd be interested in finding out if the manager or the clerk will find that out for me. That would be very helpful.
They might
that.
Not comment on it if it's still an ongoing investigation.
Well, I don't know about response time. Maybe they would. But if you could try to find out, that would be appreciated. The last thing I had discussed for our subcommittees and reorganization committees with our manager about the possibility of having conference call system set up, and he was going to check for me. He did come through and check, and we do have the capability in this building throughout all of our phones to have this set up. I did bring in a phone for the conference room to use there, so it just needs to be programmed, as I understand. Is that correct, Ms. Fallon?
Well, the phone, we have extra phones here that are compatible with our system.
Okay.
I just need to verify the line works and program one of the extra phones.
Can we do that then? It's right away this way. Great. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr.
Valentine. Yeah, yep. I just also wanted to thank Rich for the good job, incredible job. It's amazing. And Natasha, it was a long road getting here, but it's great that we're there. One thing I have, and this is, again, going back to a committee, there was something Justin had said the last time we had met, because you're no longer on the board, the
planning board.
Planning board.
Yeah, once I became elected, the conflicts, I'd have to resign
the
council.
Okay, because I thought that you could be reappointed to that.
No, as a council member, he could only be reappointed as class three council member.
Oh, but you still could be reappointed to the planning board.
He could take your spot and be appointed.
Oh, I see. Okay, you only have one. Okay, all right.
Still one liaison.
All right, that was my confusion then. Okay, all right, that's it.